Just a 5 minute to if we're gonna do it all in one, do an hour. If we're gonna do an hour one, I'd gladly.
You want to do an hour one?
No, no.
You want to expend an extended special?
If and you want to break it into
no. I think
5:20s.
No, I'm not doing that.
But
I've been recording. I've just been recording them as if you're. I'm recording. Yes, I'm recording this, Mike.
Okay, I had to look.
What you just?
No, but I don't know what if we're gonna just.
Okay, well, look,
without a break, it's not that it's we're doing anything that needs a break.
So, welcome back to Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Have you had a backdoor man? You've had backdoor men in your life. I've had a backdoor man in my life.
Yeah.
My mother's boyfriend at one time.
What, the guy that fixed the back door?
You know what a backdoor man means. When your old lady or your old man goes out the front door.
Oh, I'm well aware.
That's what I was saying.
It's the story of my life.
We've all had a backdoor man.
Yeah.
My stepfather was mum's backdoor man.
One, two, three, four, five. Four couple of black backdoor.
Yeah, well, you see what that says a lot about you.
What does it say about me, Mike? Help me, oh master.
Master. You're paying too close attention. I'm sure everyone's got five or six.
I'm not paying close attention. I don't choose my friends that wisely.
Perhaps.
So here on Zen, although I do have some great friends now. But the last one was actually, as things go, you don't expect it to happen again. But I don't think it can stop you from being an open, honest, and loving person, Mike.
So what are you talking about, Phil? Oh, you mean, the last backdoor man scenario.
The other thing is, if you really have to maintain the...
That last one, by the way, I still think that backdoor man... saved your life.
Because she's mental.
Do some mental sound effects.
I don't have sound effects.
Okay, ready?
What? No.
There we go.
You want me to get some mental sound effects? I'm just gonna put mental sound effects in.
Now you're gone.
What do you mean? Mental sound. Okay, here we go. Mental sound effects. That's where we go. Because she's...
mental.
Because she's crazy. Because she's... Oh, that's the back door, man. Oh, well. You know what? It doesn't really matter. I think philosophically, it's made me stronger. You know, I didn't have kids with her, so it's not like
no,
that.
No one.
I think if I did, I think that would become a problem for a lot of people, I think, that kind of infidelity, because it's not the actual act itself. It's more of the
who's my dude daddy? How can I work you two against each other?
Yeah. No, but it's
that's what I did as a kid. I thought almost immediately, I think it took one Christmas when my parents tried to outdo each other with gifts.
Presents. Wow.
I went, wait a minute.
Well, I wouldn't mind a bit of that, actually.
Cha-ching!
I would not mind a bit of that.
This is back in the, 1972. And back in my neighborhood, no one got divorced. And with my parents, it went all over the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I got pity, and I milked the fuck out of it. At school,
you got pity.
In the hood.
You got pity, because I would have thought back in the day.
They were like, oh, would you like some more ice cream? Oh, no. Who's the sad little boy on on the porch?
And you know what? You're still doing that today, Mike.
Every fucking moment.
Patrice
O'Neill, God bless him, I miss him dearly, years ago said to me, he goes, I bet the only reason you play a nice guy is you got hurt one day.
Yeah.
And no one visited you in the hospital. And a part of that is true. Hear me, Am.
Well, I think maybe the first time years ago when I went through that with my other two friends, I think I might have tried to milk it a little bit.
How many shows did you get out of it? How many songs? How much money have you made?
Out of the back door
out of the back door man. He's paying your rent. He's fucking your wife, but he's paying your rent.
That, yeah, I got
now,
a
there's
good,
a song.
I got a good routine.
Do that song there. Turn that into a song. Okay, do it in your act.
I fucking will. I'm going
to get it.
I'm
going
to get it right now.
Sit down, Phil.
You've always said, why isn't there music in our show? You play guitar, don't you, Mike?
No, Phil.
Okay, so you said, okay, here we go.
Oh, that's horrible.
What do you mean that's horrible?
That sounds too ovation-y. Don't you have any blues in you, Phil? Not again. It's a little flashy. Okay, now do the lyric part.
What was the lyric?
What?
What was the lyric?
I can't remember.
He's fucking your wife.
He's paying your rent.
He's fucking your wife, but he's
paying your rent. There you go. That's yeah.
There you go. Then.
It's a lot. Yeah. Really okay, it. Kids at home, it takes a lot longer than that.
I know.
Come up with a hit song.
Exactly.
But I think we're on the way.
No, but I just think.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, please, Somalians, play your version of that song and email it to MikeWilmotComic@gmail.com. And also press pen PayPal. If you want to hear more of that song, send us a buck.
He's fucking your wife, but he's been your
no, you don't have to do a faux black guy.
Not a black guy. I'm singing as myself.
Oh, is that how you sing?
Yeah.
Who's my baby? Mike. Oh, my baby. Come on.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. You're playing with the computer.
The sounds of the psychiatric hospital.
Okay, that's spooky.
I know.
Go back to this shitty song.
He's fucking you around, but he's fucking your wife.
No, it's the other way around. Fucking your wife, paying the rent.
I know, I'm just trying to get something going here.
Like, I
was going to switch it back.
I love my wife, but after 30 years together, if someone would come over and do both, that would be lovely.
Like, fuck your wife,
fuck my wife, and pay my rent.
That would make her a prostitute, Mike.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes,
she's not. No, I don't want her charging rent. He fucks her for fun. He pays because he's nice.
Did she charge you rent?
No.
You didn't listen, free. Phil. I was listening, Mike.
Okay, make this the second Myrna. Verse.
I'll put it in a minor chord.
He's fucking for free because he loves your wife. No. He's fucking for free. He's paying rent because he's nice.
This is the worst blues song ever. He's fucking her for free.
It's a blues song, but with a happy ending.
He likes how it feels. She doesn't care.
See, this is why you don't write a lot of songs.
I do write a lot. I've written loads of songs in my life.
No.
I have written hundreds of songs in my life, Mike.
Not any really good blues ones.
No, I've written a couple of good blues ones.
I don't.
You can't say that to me. That was a good blues one.
You can't say that to me.
You can't say that to me.
I can say anything about
it. What are you making fun of me for? You get to a certain point where you can't keep up.
Have you been part of this show at all?
Not even part of the show. It's your show. I'm the fucking tech guy.
Then you're horrible.
I've just put on psychiatric hospital sounds.
The best show. That's nothing. The best show.
Pulled it out of thin air, Mike.
You fucked up the best show.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Lowen. And I'm the only one ever doing the announcements because you can't even remember what fucking the name of the show is.
No, I did the first one.
You're listening to Who Ate All the Pies.
No, we had it. The first one was something along High on the Rooftops.
That was a lot of fun.
Of Crouching.
Remember when we used to have fun doing this?
No, I've never had fun.
Remember the
No.
Maybe the next episode we should do a roundup of our favorite moments.
No, there are no favorite moments, Phil. This is drudgery.
That'll be
absolute drudgery.
Well, you keep going.
But, again, if we can get the Kenyans, if we can get the Kenyan market going. Somalians.
By this point, 4 weeks later, the Kenyans will be well in.
It's been a month. Mike, that doesn't feel like a month.
Doesn't feel like a month.
Not at all.
You just keep coming back.
No, only on the Skype.
Oh,
because I'm in Toronto. Did I tell you what the weather's like?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Exactly. You're wearing that Toronto Maple Leafs hat, Mike.
Sure, Phil.
Are you being to see the ice hockey?
No, Phil.
Is it snowing there?
We don't know. See, most people, that's funny, because most people think that's what's going on. But no, we're playing pool hockey.
Pool hockey?
Yeah, we're in the swimming pool playing pool hockey.
What's pool hockey?
It's the same as ice hockey. But the ice is melted.
Underwater.
Yeah, underwater, yeah.
Well, you're wearing skates?
No, you don't have to. You just have to. You wear rocks so you can sink to the bottom.
Okay, you're going to have to explain this to me.
You take a big breath.
Yeah.
You sink to the bottom. You've got maybe 2 minutes playing time tops.
Wow.
And then you float to the top. Kind of
like performing with you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was a cheap shot.
No, no, it's just not funny.
Funny.
No, it just came out.
Is that what you do? It's not funny.
It just comes out of the blue. Like,
what does?
It's like your humor is sort of. It's not like humor.
Oh my!
It's like weird humor.
You're so horrible.
It's like anti-humor.
Not anti-humor.
It's like wow.
Actually, you know what?
That actually took laughs away from me that I might have had in the future.
I'm a little bit anti-humor. I'm a little bit like. I don't really like jokes.
And they don't like you.
I don't really like funny things, Mike.
Like the psychiatric ward?
No, Mike.
This is.
I think we might take this.
Is this sawing or fucking?
This is maybe where our show takes a turn, Mike. I've received letters from the Somalians. They're not so happy with
it. Is this person jerking off?
No, Mike.
What is it?
It's not jerking off, Mike. It's a horror movie, Mike.
Oh, it's a horror movie. This one's the weakest of the bunch.
What?
This episode. Because it's computer heavy. It's you relying on that. Rather than your own imagination, you're relying on the computer. Instead of like going back and forth, I'll just play this thing. I'll play a record. That'll be my time. That'll be me putting in my effort.
No, I'm just trying to make something happen.
Yeah, well, it's not. Clearly, I think it's just, you're robbing your.
If I was listening,
kill us both.
If I was listening,
you're taking air out of the apartment.
If I was listening to this, I'd be laughing. Wouldn't you be laughing?
You were listening, and you weren't laughing. So that's another lie.
I'm not.
That's another lie in your home of lies.
I don't find any of it funny.
What, the pod thing? Finally, you're coming around. Well, quit watching a horror movie while we're talking.
Well, it's more interesting. Oh my God. Oh my God! Oh my God! Mike!
See,
Mike!
Everyone knows you're acting. Because that's maybe why, you know.
How many episodes have we done in the last couple of weeks?
Four.
I think four is our limit.
Yeah, four.
But we've got to do three more to get the series done.
I think three is our limit.
We're gonna finish series three, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls. Somalians and Kenyans.
And the recent border wars, look, we were joking last week or 2 weeks ago. We were all joking.
Look.
So we don't have to worry.
Look, we got special guests coming into the show now.
Yeah.
No. Eureka's going straight
into
the room.
You can tell by that snappy comeback. It's our usual guest, Eureka Kitani.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Eureka Kitani.
Right back from improv
class. Put your hands together.
Here she is.
Eureka.
Hey, what do you got? Hey, as always.
You know what? This is either the best episode we've ever done or the worst episode we've
ever
done.
They're all in there.
The only thing that can make this better would be a police siren.
We should call this basically a polished turd with Phil and Mike.
No, it's your show. You can't call it the polished turd. You got to call it.
You call it my show like you're dropping a bomb.
We've got two special guests in the studio. Yeah, Eureka Kitani and her friend Emmy Chan, and they're from a little place called Japan, which is probably the third largest continent in the world. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, that and Ireland. Yeah.
Hi guys, say hello in Japanese.
Konnichiwa.
The second one was the trained improvisationalist.
I know, and they are now giggling at themselves. How have you guys been? What have you been up to these last few hours?
Come on, tell us, improvisationalist.
Yeah, come on. Tell us a funny story in Japanese, you guys. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Okay. Well, hey, we are firing on all cylinders this week.
This is it. And again, when we turn to Eureka, she saves the show.
And if you want more of this
time, boom, she's right there with a zinger, a one-liner.
If you want to hear more of this, just press PayPal. Just press PayPal and put some money in the account. And if you want to spend yen or whatever Somalian dollars, what is the Somalian currency? Do you know?
Pounds.
Pounds, Somalian pounds.
Yeah, Somalian pounds.
All right, okay, I see.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Or Canadian dollars.
Or, yeah.
You have to take some time off. They are now laughing.
Quiet down, girls.
Okay, shh. Over there.
I mean, if you're going to get involved, but if you're going to murmur, you're just ruining the sound quality.
Exactly. Okay.
So,
don't stop touching it.
That's 15 minutes.
I know.
But that's good for it's episode not, four. This, we've been here a month already.
We've been here a month already. We're trying to do the whole series in a day. Oh. We're trying to spread our series three out.
Yeah, we're spreading ourselves thin.
Well, you're listening to Mike Wilmot.
Zen with Mike Wilmot. You forgot what it's called.
Well, who cares what
Two
it's called?
Two cans of
It's
crap.
Called Who Cares with Mike Wilmot.
Should be.
Nobody cares. No one cares. Excusez-moi. What is that like?
When you want him to talk, nothing.
And then they
not
just
yap.
This is amazing.
You see, quiet. We're doing professional shit over here. Right there. What the
well, you
and you can tell they're going there.
You know, you really lost your face. You really were believably angry there, Mike. Have you been taking acting courses?
No. It comes natural, Phil.